今天记住的历史人物徐达。
Today, remember the historical figure Zhu Jar.
你有没有过这种经历？
Have you ever experienced this?
你在公司拼死拼活拿下了一个大项目。
You worked hard and got a big project.
你想着这次总该轮到我升职加薪了吧？
I thought this time it should be my turn to get promoted and a raise.
结果庆功宴上
Celebration banquet.
老板看你的眼神反而有点怪怪的。
The boss's gaze at you seemed a bit strange.
不是欣赏
Not admiring.
是警惕
Be vigilant.
你真的经历过吗？
Have you really experienced it?
觉得委屈
Feeling wronged.
我明明立了功。
I did something.
凭什么这么对我？来。
Why are you doing this to me?
我告诉你一个扎心的真相，功劳。
I'm telling you a painful truth about credit.
这东西过了。
This is done.
某个临界点。
A critical point.
就不再是你的护身符。
No longer your shield.
而是你的催命符。
Instead.It's your death warrant.
翻开历史
Open the history.
看看那些帮老板打天下的功臣
Take a look at those who helped the boss achieve success.
有几个有好下场
There are a few good endings.
尤其是朱元璋手下几乎杀光了
Especially the massacre carried out by Xu Yuanjing.
但有一个人活下来了
But one person survived.
而且活得很好。
And he lived a good life.
善终封王，配享太庙。
Good deeds deserve to be honored in the ancestral temple.
这个人叫徐达。
This person is named Zhu Dar.
他凭什么呢？
What gives him that right?
谈兵法。
Discussing military strategy.
他不是唯一谈谋略。
He is not the only one who talks about strategy.
刘伯温比他精，论战功。
Lu Boen was more accomplished than him in the Battle of Jing.
常遇春也不输他。
The Spring of Chang Yu was no less than him.
但偏偏是这个看起来无趣，话不多。
But strangely, this seemingly boring and unremarkable person.
存在感不高的农家汉子笑到了最后。今天这条视频我想带你拆解徐达人生中三个关键时刻的选择。
The unassuming farmer finally got a laugh. Today, I want to analyze three key moments in Zhu Dar's life where he made crucial choices.
这三个选择
These three options
每一个都违背了人性的本能
Each one violates the innate nature of humanity.
但每一个都藏着顶级的生存智慧
But each one contains the ultimate survival wisdom.
公元一三六八年
In 1368,
徐达攻破元大都
Zhu Dar supplied the capital with supplies
也就是今天的北京元朝
That's today's Beijing during the Yuan dynasty
积累百年的财富堆在眼前
Accumulate wealth for 100 years and it is all in front of you
黄金美女奇珍异宝触手可及
Golden beauties, rare and precious treasures are within reach
他手下的士兵眼珠子都快瞪出来了
His soldiers' eyes were wide with astonishment
换成你
Replace with you
你会怎么想
What do you think?
打了这么多年仗
Having fought for so many years
稍微放松一下
Relax a little
不过分吧
No problem
而且说实话
Besides, frankly speaking
就算他放纵几天
Even if he indulges for a few days
朱元璋大概率也不会说什么。
It is highly likely that Zhu Yuanzhang would not say anything.
毕竟功劳太大了。
After all, the credit is too great.
那徐达做了什么？他
What did Zhu Jar do?
下令封库，把
He ordered the closure of the warehouse.
国库、皇宫全部贴上封条，清点档案图。
Seal all the vaults of the imperial palace and count the documents.
派兵守卫，自
Book deployment guarding.
自己不住宫殿，住
Don't live in the palace.
军营，满城繁华，他
The city is full of bustle and activity.
分毫不取
He was unyielding.
百姓生活如常。
People's life goes on as usual.
仿佛没有打过仗。
It's like they haven't fought a war.
各位，这个选择反人性。
This choice is inhumane.
人性的本能是什么？
What is the instinct of humanity?
是付出就要有回报。
If you put in the effort, you will be rewarded.
是立功就要有享受。
It is necessary to enjoy the fruits of one's labor.
但徐达知道
But Zhu Dar knew
一个很多人一辈子都悟不透的道理
A truth that many people may never understand in their lifetime.
老板可以容忍你立功
Boss can tolerate your achievements.
但很难容忍你对胜利果实表现出的占有欲
But it's hard to tolerate your possessiveness towards the fruits of victory.
你伸手去摘果子。
Reach out to pick the fruit.
老板就会觉得你想把我的整棵树都搬走。
The boss will think you want to take my whole tree away.
如果有想法。
If you have any ideas.
千万别被人看出来了。
Don't let anyone notice.
徐达用这种极致的克制传递了一个信号。
Zhu Dar used this extreme restraint to convey a message.
我不是来分果子。
I'm not here to share fruit.
我只是帮你摘果子的那双手。这个信号救了他半条命。诱惑。
I just saved his life with the signal I'm just the hands that pick fruits.
最大的时候。
At its peak,
他做了一件反人性的事。
He did something inhuman.
更大的考验
Greater challenges.
在后面，徐达的威望越来越高。
Zhou's reputation is getting higher and higher.
军中甚至有句话叫只知有徐将军。
In the army, there was even a saying that only knew General Zhu.
不知有朱皇帝。
I don't know about the Emperor Xu.
你听听这句话。
Listen to this sentence.
哪个皇帝听了不背后发凉？警惕。
Which emperor listened and felt a chill and was alert?
换了别人可能会飘飘然。
I might feel a little different if I were someone else.
但徐达每次打完胜仗回南京，做的第一件事是什么？
What is the first thing Zhu Dar does when he returns from a victorious battle to Nanjing?
交帅印。
Interim coach.
然后单车、旧舍，坐一辆破旧的马车。
And a dilapidated carriage was parked in the old house.
灰溜溜的回家，路上遇到别的同僚。
Walking home alone, I encountered other colleagues.
还主动让路，一个统领千军万马的元帅。
He even proactively gave way to a general who commanded thousands of troops.
活得像一个透明人。
To live like a ghost.
你可能会觉得这活得也太憋屈了。
You might think this is too frustrating.
但你看懂了吗
？But did you understand?
他在做一个极其精准的切割。
He was making an extremely precise cut.
把能力和威胁 切割开来。
Separability from threat.
城府，他用实际行动告诉所有人。
He used practical actions to tell everyone.
我有打仗的能力。
I have the ability to fight.
但我没有当皇帝的野心。
But I don't have the ambition to be an emperor.
这二者是两回事。
These two are completely different things.
很多人死于什么？
Many people die from what?
死于让别人觉得你的能力和你的野心一样大。
Die when others think your ability and ambition are as great as theirs.
徐达用这种近乎极致的谦卑。
Zhu Dar used this almost extreme humility.
把自己从潜在的对手变成了放心的工具。
Turn yourself into a trusted tool for potential opponents.
朱元璋。
Liu Yunjie.
后来甚至心疼他。
Later, I even felt sorry for him.
想把自己的住过的旧王府送给他。
I want to give my former residence, the Wang Fu, to him.
徐达坚决推辞。
Zhu Dar resolutely refused.
你看，当你足够低
，When you're low enough,
反而会激发别人的保护欲。
This will actually arouse people's protective instincts.
这是人性的微妙之处。
This is the subtlety of human nature.
声望远超老板的时候。
When the reputation of the boss is far beyond that of the boss.
他把自己藏进了尘埃，低调的惊人。
He hid himself in the quiet, dusty place.
讲到这里。
At this point,
如果你觉得徐达就是一个唯唯诺诺的老实人
，If you think Zhu Dar is a timid and honest person,
那你就大错特错。
You are completely wrong.
这个人在战场上杀伐果断，计谋。
This person's strategy on the battlefield is ruthless.
深远，元朝的骑兵。
The deep-seated Yuan Dynasty cavalry.
听见他的名字就发抖。
I'm so scared just hearing his name.
真的狠，也是真的怂。
It's really tough and it's really cowardly.
而正是这种矛盾，才是他最高级的地方。
And this contradiction is precisely what makes him so remarkable.
他把锋芒对准了敌人。
He turned his attention to the enemy.
把柔软留给了自己人。
Leave the softness for yourself.
他不是一个没有本事。
He is not a person without ability.
只会低头的懦夫。
A coward who only bows.
恰恰相反。
On the contrary.
他是一个本事。
He is a talent.
顶了天，却主动选择低头的人。
The one who has reached the pinnacle but chooses to bow down.
这种低头不是软弱。
This is not weakness.
而是一种更高维度的掌控力。
This is a higher dimensional control.
对自己的掌控力。
Control over oneself.
真正的智慧是矛盾的统一。
True wisdom is the unity of contradictions.
所以徐达的一生给我们最大的启示是什么？
What is the biggest lesson we can learn from Zhu Dar's life?
不是让你变成一个毫无棱角的烂好人。
Don't make me a bland, spineless good guy.
而是告诉你
Tell you,
你得有真本事。
You have to be good at something.
这是你的底气。
This is your confidence.
但也要懂得收敛锋芒。
But also know how to restrain your sharpness.
这是你的智慧。
This is your wisdom.
真正的强大。
True strength.
从来不是向世界炫耀你的力量。
It's never about showing off your strength to the world.
而是你有毁灭一切的能力，却选择温和的对待。
Instead, you have the ability to choose to treat others with kindness.
这个世界本事要大。
This world is already so big.
身段要软。
Posture should be soft.
这八个字是徐达用一辈子写下的。
These eight characters were written by Zhudar for a lifetime.
答案。
Answer.
也值得你。
It's worth your attention.
我细品。学会有时低调可以保命。
I think it's a good idea to be discreet sometimes.
你身边有没有很低调的人值得我们学习的？
Do you have anyone around you who is very low-key and worth learning from?
他哪方面？评论区可以聊一聊。
What aspects of the review can we discuss?
关注我，带你透过历史缝隙。
Follow me and I will take you through the gaps of history.
看懂人情世故。
Understanding human relationships and social customs.
每天了解一个历史人物。
Learn one historical figure every day.
我们下期见。
See you next time.